What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name is Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. I'm just popping out these videos. I just want to preface this video by saying you're probably not going to learn anything, or it might be a complete waste of your time, most likely, because I just kind of start the camera and go and tell you authentically what's on my mind, for better or worse. But I had a dream two nights ago, and it was about my mom. Like, she had ovarian cancer, and I had stomach cancer, and I was dying with her. And I was like, "Mom, we're gonna die together." And people say dreams speak to you in some way. Like, isn't that weird how, like, dreams, you have these weird dreams? And I feel like, you know, for a while I was kind of haunted by my dreams and I couldn't sleep properly, but now I'm sleeping okay. But I still have these constant dreams about my mom, which I don't know if that'll ever go away. Probably because she's the last thing I think about right before I go to bed. But I'm reading this book called Transurfing Reality by this guy named Vadim. I forget his last name, something with an N. But the whole book's about, like, controlling your reality and the way you control your dreams. It's called lucid dreaming. So I've been really reading about this because I'd like to control my reality somehow, just so I can, make life more palatable. But anyways, in this dream, I was dying with my mom, and there was a comfort that I was going to die with her. And now that I've had kind of, like, I'm not over the death of my mom, but I've had like 3 months to process it, or 4 months, I feel like we all go at different times, right? Like, generations get wiped out. Like, you know, like my parents' generation, I've seen them kind of get picked off one at a time. And my mom really wasn't that old, but still, like, in your 60s, 70s, things can happen. And my brother was telling me, he was like, "Dude, you know, we're in our age now, or in our 40s, where, like, you know, we could die of a heart attack tomorrow. Like, that could happen. Like, life is not, even in your 20s, something could happen to you." My point to this is that the dreams, like, I kind of find peace of mind in my dreams. It's almost like a horror show, like reality, like the actual this. Like, this is, like, I read this, or somebody told me this, that maybe this is hell, right? We're living in, you know, like, Satan's world. And because everyone has their own private Vietnam they go through, and this is our kind of purgatory. But, like, when we dream, anything's possible. And I kind of like my dreams because my mom's alive in my dreams. So even though I had, like, stomach cancer, I was happy because I could talk to my mom. It was this weird feeling, right? I guess what I'm trying to say is I need a therapist. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I'm, like, long overdue for therapy, but I've gone to therapy twice, and I was disappointed both times. I went once when I was, like, 27, and I had broken up with a girl or something, and then that was just stupid. And then I went again, like, a couple years ago, and I found that a waste of time, too. And I looked in the medication, but then I was like, you know, I'd rather just meditate and be miserable. Like, that's that's my, man, I'm really regretting this vlog, but we're going to finish this. We're going to just go all the way through, you know? Like, sometimes you fly the ship, you got to land the ship. That's what Captain Sully said. He landed in the Hudson River. So I'm going to write jokes right now. I look for those points of stability. I think that's what the point of this video is. You got to find those points of stability, right? So I'm going to go write jokes right now and then do stand-up tonight in St. Petersburg, which, by the way, a lot of Florida, they don't have power yet. So I have a lot to be thankful. I mean, maybe reality is pretty good. I mean, I wasn't blown off a map. I'm still alive. I'm still making this vlog. So maybe I have more to give to this world and you. Just not in this moment. Maybe the next vlog, though. Hope you guys have a great day. Thanks for watching. Take care.